There are delightful surprises sprinkling the path to falling in love again at my age. I've always been something of a romantic, but in the past few decades, that blissful trait has been buried under the weight of getting older, crushing some of the sense of delight and discovery necessary to maintain the magic. In the past few years, I'd not even entertained the thought that fresh and adventurous romance was a possibility. Now it stares at me daily in the form of the perfectly delightful, bright, outgoing, upbeat, and lovely to her bones, Leah Weiss. We met at a writer's conference in Bedford County, met again online, and bam, there it was, loosing Cupid's arrow before we knew to duck. There was that inevitable moment when I sat down under a tree and asked myself, am I 17 or 65? Is this normal? A lot of the newness of this had to do with our ages. We're each in the middle of the seventh decade, and when I say, I used to get up in the morning to try to figure out new ways to hate Richard Nixon, she doesn't ask, what band was he with? She recognizes the difference between Gene McCarthy and Joe McCarthy. She knows what a hatchback, a fastback, and a Mustang II are. Our entertainment is much different than it would have been 30 years ago. A nooner, for example, is a nap. A quickie is a short nap. If I suggest dinner and dancing, the last part of that is watching Chicago on Netflix. The first part often has me standing at the stove. We both write, and often we do it together, sometimes painfully. She made my novel better. I taught her how to spell hallelujah. We both cried. We live in cities 50 miles apart, and that's not a detriment. When we get together, we've missed each other, and our reuniting is sweet, tender, and full. What you'd expect in a movie like Reds when Diane Keaton runs across the railroad platform to greet Warren Beatty. A movie moment in real life. When we are apart, we have full lives, but we have perfected the art of the compelling text message. I introduced Leah to kayaking in the spring, but not to whitewater, my old stomping grounds. We're more suited to lakes than Class 5 rapids. I reintroduced her to the bicycle, but not the mountain bike, which is for roads that we prefer to fly over. We both walk a lot, and she takes yoga 3 times a week. We're active, but activity is a relative term at our age, tempered with aching muscles and creaking joints. If I suggest we go out at 9, she knows I mean for breakfast. We have to be aware that I have a new knee, that she has a pain in her hip, that our physical limitations are more limiting than they once were. We work around it. Our challenge is to find new ways to stimulate each other. We know all the old ones. The value of subtlety is uncontested these days. A foot massage and a head rub are sensual, intimate, fulfilling. Sometimes a hug, a caress, a look, or a word is enough. Its value deeply held and fully satisfying. This is a delicious moment for us, coming unexpectedly, suddenly, and magically. It's not something we'll waste this time.